Thanks for tuning in to the Flovo Transport Podcast, where industry leaders talk about the trends, technologies and influences shaping the convergence of public and private transport. This is Chapter 1 of Flovo's latest podcast featuring Fred Latier, who oversees the company's mobility as a service or MaaS proposition. In this chapter, Fred explains how MaaS has the power to change people's behaviour and to encourage a transition towards sustainable mobility with all the environmental, economic and societal benefits this can bring. So before we dive into mobility as a service, can you tell us a bit about your career journey so far?
Yes, trained as an engineer. I started as a developer, then business analyst, team project leader. And for 5 years, I've been MaaS project manager. For years too, I have loved and done graphic design. All those technical, functional, delivery and management experience are very useful to respond to the challenge of my current position.
And your role at Flowbird, what are you responsible for?
As a product manager, I'm involved in various missions to build, develop and improve a product. I identify, understand and anticipate user, customer, market needs in order to optimize the added value of the product. And in a company like Flowbird, which builds and delivers multiple digital services, I have also to make the link between MaaS and the other Flowbird services.
So to set the scene, can you give us a quick description of what MaaS is and why you're so passionate about it?
MaaS is an acronym of Mobility as a Service, which means that on the same platform, users access multiple mobility services. Concretely, for the citizen, it's one mobile app, which allows them to easily access and use the mobility services of a territory, a city, such as buses, bikes, parking slots, transport on demand, etc. But this is the only visible part of the iceberg. The main goal of MaaS is to change the behavior, to encourage the transition towards sustainable mobility on an environmental level, of course, but also on an economic and social level. Building a product that meets the needs of thousands of people is always very exciting. And my team is very proud to provide solutions to citizens' daily lives. Also, MaaS by essence is multi-domain, mobility domain, of course, but not only. You must take into account payment, marketing, law, etc. This means that we must understand the business and respond to the problems, constraints of each domain. It's a constant learning and questioning process, and to be honest, I love it.
And what is it about MaaS that people who use it seem to enjoy the most?
They enjoy tech that makes travel effortless. In fact, thanks to a single mobile application, a single account, they can access all mobility services and more, like real-time and trusted information. They also prefer to do administrative stuff from their sofa or in the evening. We give them the ability to send documents through the app to access school rate at any time. Who wants to go to the bus operator office at 8 in the morning, you know? And for sure, the adoption for open on mobile payments is already strong on MaaS leverage this.
So the benefit of MaaS to users is clear, but what challenges does MaaS help cities to solve?
Yeah, so for the MaaS user, as you say, it's clear, it's one mobile app. It is how it is visible for the end user. But for the city, MaaS allow them to extend their digital territory by adding a bouquet of services and tools. So they can easily apply and adjust their mobility policy through a common trusted digital channel that has high adoption. It meets environmental, social, and economic challenges by reducing air pollution, congestion, increasing transport inclusion, and also boosting business.
So let's talk about the MaaS app you launched in Monaco, Monopass. What did the Principality of Monaco want to achieve with the app?
Yeah, let's say that there are two main objectives. The first one is to reduce the CO2 emission, and to achieve this, they need to put in place some tools to apply their mobility policy. And MaaS is one of those tools. Well, the second objective is the digitalization of the territory, on allowing the different services to rely on a single platform to facilitate and reduce the cost of their digitalization. The goal is to help them to focus on the added value of their products, services.
So what's the benefit of offering mobile parking through the app? It seems a little counterintuitive, considering the goal for Monaco in particular is reducing car usage and car emissions. So what's the benefit of incorporating mobile parking within the app?
Yes, there are multiple reasons to consider the driver, so the parking in the mass. Goal is to make a multimodal journey effortless, and many of these start with a car, 70%. Also, it's important to attract drivers to the app to create awareness of other transport modes. You can guide the driver to the right park and ride to reduce city center congestion. Also, with the rise of EV use, mass can facilitate park and charge. And we are launching a new system for this very soon.
And how has the Monopass app grown since it was launched? Are there any new features that have been added?
We launched the app in May 2021 with free mobility services, parking, public transportation, and bike sharing. And now, after 2 years, we have 11 services fully integrated to the platform, like museum, cinema, events. And 2 months ago, we just launched the AS Monaco service. So Monopass users can now purchase soccer tickets and enter to the AS Monaco stadium with the app. The last feature we just had, we just added an offline mode feature to allow people to use the app without any network connection. It's very useful for the places with bad networks or for the tourist who does not have limited mobile data. The main goal is to give the users the ability to use their already purchased passes without any connection. So let's imagine it's like when you purchase a ticket in an office, you have your ticket in your pocket and you don't need anymore to go to the office to do something. So it is exactly the same thing on the mobile app.
This concludes chapter one of this podcast. You can listen to the whole episode on the Flowbird website by going to flowbird.group or head to chapter two to hear how mobility as a service innovation is going way beyond the integration of public and private transport to make mobility truly effortless.